Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Dustin. Kevin Stefanski here. Just want to congratulate you on an amazing run at 92.3 The Fan. Good luck to you and your family. Rooting for you. Can't wait to see you.
That's cool.
Dustin Fox, Nick Wilson back on Afternoon Drive. Did that get you a little?
That
you give
really
me the
cool.
Salt and Vinny's.
That was cool. Thank you, Kevin, for that.
Nice that was message. Very, very cool.
When did you get that, Keith?
Dude, he's the assassin.
I had him do it yesterday.
Like, this man is the assassin. If he wanted...
Was there like an assist from Daryl on that or what?
Who knows? I just know if we wanted Putin to give you one, Keith would give it.
We knew who to call to get that done.
Well, that was
it was
very
actually
nice
the Browns were really good about helping us out. We get that.
So well, thank you
thank
the Browns.
Thank you to the Browns and Peter and Kevin and all those people.
So we are celebrating Dustin's last day today. We do have some special guests coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. I try very hard not to overpromise and get because people get mad and we don't want that.
I promise you, not under deliver.
Definitely will not under deliver. I will not do that.
No,
nor will
that.
I under deliver. But trust me, you're gonna want to be hearing and listening to what we've got coming up for you in the 4 o'clock hour. But right now, it is we've had Baskin already. We've had a little drop in from Bernie via text. We got so many more people to come. And starting with Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. What's up, buddy?
Hello, boys. I had to come in for Dustin's last day. Couldn't miss
that
it.
That is so nice of you, Daryl. Appreciate that. That's so sweet.
There was a bro hug. You guys couldn't see it. There was I don't think I've ever seen you guys hug. And I was like, I didn't know Daryl did hug. Like, I've known Daryl since I was 9. I've not gotten a hug. I don't want one. All right, I sound like such an a-hole.
Are you begging for a hug from Daryl Ryder?
My point was,
first time I've heard that.
My
arms aren't that long, Dustin.
I walked you right into the fat joke. That's fine. No, what was that? We own that.
We own that.
Yeah, gonna have to own that one.
Pat Shermer.
I've seen this man since I don't know. I was 9 years old. I don't think I've ever received a hug. And on your last day,
big hug, bear hug.
I'm not jealous. I'm just, just pointing that out.
I don't know. Sounds pretty jealous to me.
Oh, no, not me. No, I'll ask Mac for a hug. I don't want one, Mac. But I was just... Sorry. It was Keith or Mac, and I just kind of chose the door on the left.
Keith might hurt you.
I don't think so. He's
built
he's,
like a tank.
Yeah, but he's so much softer than people realize. He's Keith, a sweetie pie. You know? Underneath that the initial layer of hate and annoyance... There's a big-hearted dude right
Keith
there.
Keith has a heart of gold and is a sweet guy, but he puts off this persona that he's, like, super tough.
Yeah.
I mean, he is intimidating.
Yeah. I mean, he could kick our asses if he wanted to.
He could kick everyone's ass at the station, like, by himself.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah, like Chuck Norris. He's the Chuck Norris of 92.3 The Fan. He just wouldn't do it.
The reason why they used to call him Hulk down in Columbus.
That's true.
No.
Daryl?
Is this Keith's last day, too, by the way? Jeez, we're like, praise it. No, I'm kidding. He deserves it all.
It's almost like any time anyone's been... tried to kill somebody off on air, and you're like, you have to walk it back. Like, no, it is Keith. Keith's going to be here. You're not taking him.
Not killing him off?
No. You can take Mac if you want. You can take Meredith if you want, but you don't take
you
my
Keith.
You
can't take that.
Daryl, were you surprised at the Deshaun Watson contract restructuring news today?
I was mildly surprised, but not really shocked by it. You know, this is all about cap space next year. They're going to need some additional room. That was the motivating factor behind this, to create that flexibility for the rollover to handle what they're going to get hit with in 2025, not just with their own existing roster. And they're still going to have to restructure some guys going forward next year, but to be able to handle free agency next offseason. I have a sneaking suspicion that Myles Garrett is going to want a pay raise potentially next offseason.
Is it all the defensive linemen getting $33 million a year? Is that part of your suspicion?
Andrew Berry works wonders with the cap and the payroll, and thankfully Jimmy Haslam is very generous with the checkbook, but I don't even think Andrew Berry could pull off a defensive line averaging $30 million each.
Challenge accepted. Challenge accepted. No, I meant like Bosa got bumped to 35. Chris Jones, I think, is at like 33. Like,
I'm guessing that Miles is going to be north of 32.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and look, if you do an extension with Miles or something with him, you can lower his immediate cap figure as well and kind of kick that can down the road. The most important thing, I think, when it comes to the Deshaun conversation and the contract, look, Andrew Berry went into this with this already planned. I mean, this didn't require permission from the agent. This is boilerplate language that's built into the contract that, hey, the club has the right to convert your annual salary into signing bonus. Obviously, they're required by, you know, the CBA to leave that league minimum, veteran minimum of, like, I think it's $1.2 million and change that he'll be paid throughout the 17-18 week season there. But he just, you know, he's getting the same amount of money he would have gotten. He just gets a big fat check right up front.
Daryl, Conklin's going to left tackle. He's been hurt. I mean, he's coming off an injury, is my point. And, you know, we're moving him to left from right. That's a big deal. Is this the right move?
Well, considering what they had and what we saw in the preseason, I think it's worth a shot. And if it
what if it doesn't work? What do you do?
Well, I mean, you're hoping that it works long enough to where Jed Wills can come back. Like that's to me, that's what this is about. You're just patching the hole until Jed Wills is healthy enough to get back out there. But like right now, yeah, okay. So he passed his physical. He's on the 53-man roster. He didn't end up on PUP, which would require him to miss those first 4 weeks of the season. Like, you know, Nick Chubb and, you know, Nyheim Hines was on the non-football injury list, also keeping him out those first 4 weeks. But, you know, this is about just kind of filling that hole until Wills can come back. But I'm going to turn it around on you, Dustin, and say, what if it goes really well? What if Conklin plays great and you don't have to put, you know, you don't have to, not that they would rush Jed back,
right?
But you wouldn't feel the urgency to rush him back and whatnot. And, you know, we talked to Conklin earlier this week, and he mentioned, hey, I play left tackle in college. It's not a foreign position to me, even though in the NFL I played the right side. And just philosophically, the Browns organization is a big believer in that swing tackle concept. If you can play right tackle, you can play left tackle and vice versa. I understand what you're saying, because from my standpoint, I'm a little old school in my thinking that, you know, you're in a spot. Like, you know, left tackle for me is different than playing right tackle, but the Browns don't necessarily view it, you know, that way. So we'll see how it works out, but considering what they had and the options available to them, yeah, I do think that this is the move to make.
Daryl, who do you think has a better chance of being the starting left tackle next year, Jed or Jack?
Jack.
Oh, why?
Well, I don't I've been on record as saying I wouldn't extend Jed. I just think that there's some questions there. I think Jed has Pro Bowl caliber talent. But for whatever reason, it just hasn't been realized. Like, you get 80-85% of really good quality play for him. But then there's that 10-15%.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's, you know, that, you know, comes back and bites you a little bit. So, I am not in a hurry or worried about the Browns extending Jed Wills right now.
Two-parter on the quarterbacks. Any chance Tyler Huntley lands in the practice squad? And then two, could we still see one more quarterback move from the active roster to the practice squad?
I think they're going to go with three on the active roster. I'm really disappointed that they made the move with Tyler Huntley today, and I realize the reason they did it, they want to get Dante Foreman back in the fold. But I was quite fascinated with the pearl clutching over the four quarterback thing. And so I kind of wanted it to go for a few more days just to get people to get even more agitated by it, because I'm just at that point in life where I don't mind poking the bear sometimes.
You just like to watch the world burn. That's fine.
Yeah, you know, and I was enjoying it. But the Browns are in a position now, and this is what my response to it was. Okay, what you tell me what position the Browns have just completely shortchanged by keeping that fourth quarterback. And just where they are, you could say third tight end, you could say third running back at the time. I think that if Huntley's willing to do the practice squad thing, you know, that could be something open to him. But I wasn't surprised they were going to have to cut him. Basically, Andrew Berry's bluff got called, yeah. I think. You know what I mean? Like,
and I thought it was a fine bluff, by the way.
Yeah. I had no issue with it. Like, I was not the least bit up in arms because they started out with four quarterbacks, especially considering what they went through last year at that position. So, hey, look, if you want one of these guys, whether it's DTR, whether it's Huntley, whether it's Jameis, you're going to pay my price for it. And if you're not willing to, then we'll go ahead and make whatever move we, you know, feel is necessary from there. But, I give Andrew Berry some credit there for trying to get something for nothing.
Daryl, take a look behind you here. There's this schedule here.
Yep.
And take a look at September. Cowboys, Jags, Giants, Raiders. Nick Wilson says it's a cakewalk.
That is not. Oh, my gosh.
What do you think?
You are jamming me up.
Did you not say cakewalk?
I don't. Now it's yesterday. I can't remember what I said today.
Well, did the words cakewalk come out of your mouth, Nick?
I think because they came out of your mouth, then I had to use the word cakewalk. I said I think that
Why are you
Dallas
walking
is,
it back?
I'm not walking it back. I'm explaining it.
You walking it out?
Because you don't have to deal with this tomorrow. I do. So I'm not letting this happen with respect and love. I said they should win against Dallas, and I do think the first 5 weeks of the season are the easiest part of your schedule. You acted
cake.
Like it was a gauntlet.
Well, you said cake.
I actually think Dallas is going to be challenging for them just because the offense is going to need some time to get it together here. That's my greatest concern for the Browns going into this season. But to your question, Dustin, I think that those first four games, 3-1, is definitely doable. And Kevin Stefanski, it feels like every year the Browns are 3-1 under Stefanski. They always start really well in September, early October. They need to really get fat in the first half of the schedule, though, because it's the back end coming out of the bye week once they play the Saints, which that should be a win. Then you get into the real meat of the schedule. The one thing I am nervous about, they're going to Vegas a day early. I don't know that that's a good idea. Like, Stefanski's trying a new thing this year where he wants to go to the West Coast a day early so guys can get acclimated. He's going to do the same thing with the Denver trip. I don't know that Vegas is the town you want to be going a day early to. I'm just saying.
Is Vegas known for something other than football or just sports in general? Is there something legalized, anything, you know, any kind of vices?
There's a reason it's called Sin City.
Okay, so I know the Miami flu is a real thing. Can I just say, they're pro athletes and they're rich. They can kind of get it whenever they want.
Right.
That would be my only rebuttal to the idea of don't go to Vegas. Like, those harlots in the you know, gambling. And pretty much get that anywhere if you got enough cheddar.
Hey, listen, the Cavs will tell you all about the Miami flu.
Well, I think everybody in sports will tell you about a Miami flu. All right, so now is the point of the interview where you give us a special remembrance of Stan, where we try and make him cry.
I'm going to say the day LeBron came back, him and Lima, one of my all-time favorite Dustin
that
memories.
That was a day, man. That was a day. Give it to me again.
Also, Dustin in the helicopter for the parade.
Very lucrative for your boy.
That photo is hanging in my office along with my train ticket for the day, my train pass.
Man,
because you couldn't get downtown.
That now feels like a framed picture. I mean, it is a framed picture, but that whole day just feels like it's like a black and white photo because it feels so long ago.
It was awesome, man. I wasn't even supposed to go in the chopper. That was just totally last minute. Shout out to the Roggenbergs and Emily. I mean, she blew up after that too. I mean, she just does such a great job, and it's been cool, man. Daryl, I feel like I've known you my whole life.
And let me be the first to apologize for that.
No, I mean it in a positive way. Like, you've been here, you're always here. You're one of the hardest working guys in the business. So oftentimes underappreciated, not by me, certainly, because I realize how much you have to do and how much you're thankless your job can be at times, but you
appreciate
really help out the station. You're a huge part of what we do here, and thank you.
Well, if you're a big reason why we as a station have had the success that we have had since we came on the air 13 years ago, and I appreciate everything that you've done for me over the years. And
just a phone call away, buddy.
Don't be a stranger.
I will return your calls.
Well, not everybody does, though. Daryl, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
I'll see you... Why? Next week.
Now you're giving me the salt and vinnies, the salt and vinegar eyes over there. Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Shivan Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.